This is the Grain Farmers of Ontario Market Trends Commentary for February and March of 2020. It is February, a month where winter is still with us and spring still seems so far away. However, across the greater American Corn Belt, plans are being made to plant. In some areas of the Dakotas and Minnesota, some of the 2019 corn crop remains out. It is a reminder of the year that was 2019, but 2020 represents a clean slate. Needless to say, market fundamentals continue to form, which will surely challenge farmers in the months to come. On February the 11th, the USDA weighed in with their latest WASDE report. The February report is not usually a market mover based on the time of year, and being sandwiched between January and March reports would tend to be more explosive. USDA increased soybean exports by 50 million bushels and pegged soybean ending stocks at 425 million bushels. At the same time, USDA decreased corn exports 50 million bushels, pegging corn ending stocks to come in at 1.892 million bushels. Wheat exports were also boosted 25 million bushels from the January report, and the USDA increased corn for ethanol by 50 million bushels, pushing it up to 5.425 billion bushels. Corn stocks use ratio stands at 13.4%. Production levels remained the same for corn and soybeans from the January report at 13.691 and 3.558 billion bushels, respectively. Global soybean ending stocks showed at 2.19 million metric ton increase as the Brazilian soybean crop was boosted to 125 million metric tons. Argentinian production was maintained at 53 million metric tons. On February 14th, corn, soybeans, and wheat futures were lower than the last market trends report. March 2020 corn futures were at 377 a bushel. The March 2020 soybean futures were at 893 a bushel. And the March 2020 Chicago wheat futures closed at 542 a bushel. Minneapolis March 2020 wheat futures closed at 525 a bushel, with a September 2020 contract closing at 552 a bushel. The nearby oil futures as of February 14th closed at $52.05 a barrel, down from the nearby futures of last month to $59.04 a barrel, and the average price for U.S. ethanol on February 14th in the U.S. was $1.56 a U.S. gallon, lower than the $1.50 recorded in the last market trends report. The Canadian dollar noon rate on February 14th was 0.7548 U.S., lower than the 0.7662 U.S. reported here last month, and the Bank of Canada's lending rate remains at 1.75%. In Ontario, corn basis remains historically strong versus past years. This is partly because U.S. corn basis levels are stronger versus past years, but also because of the variable nature of corn quality, especially in eastern Ontario and Quebec. In fact, U.S. corn has been imported by train into Quebec to satisfy some of the feed mill requirements, specifically for poultry. Basis is doing its work. As it is, eastern Canadian corn is being replaced on the global market by American and Ukraine corn, which is largely a function of price. Cheap is the greatest equalizer in global commodity trade, and this year, eastern Canadian corn is too expensive. As we move ahead through 2020, that is unlikely to change. However, in late summer, it could be a different world. In Ontario this year, that different world will probably involve a lot more wheat and corn acres than soybean acres. With over a million acres of wheat planted, the majority of the increase will likely come from 2020 soybean acres. This will affect grain movement later this year. Eastern Ontario is faring better than Quebec on quality corn. However, in Quebec, U.S. corn is pouring in from Illinois and Iowa on very competitive bids. There has even been competition from Western feed wheat displacing corn. All of this affects demand for corn in eastern Ontario. And you can view all the Ontario grain prices by going to the marketing section of our website. Now, the bottom line is coronavirus is the black swan of early 2020. What was a Chinese anomaly early in January has exploded on the world stage. Numbers are fluid, but as of February 14th, 1,523 people have died from the virus in China, and 67,000 people have been infected. As it is, the equity markets are telling us that everything's going to be okay. However, agricultural commodity markets didn't react that way, with soybeans losing 89 cents a bushel in the period between January 2nd and February 2nd. With China being the elephant in the room with regard to agricultural commodity demand, it was a body blow. It is still not over as of February 14th, and the outcome is not known. However, if you combine the coronavirus with African swine fever and outbreaks of swine flu in China, it hasn't been a banner time for Chinese potential demand. It is hard to know the outcome going into later 2020. As this was all playing out, we had a partial agreement on agricultural trade between the U.S. and China. In the Phase 1 agreement, China has agreed to buy $36.5 billion of U.S. ag products in the calendar year 2020 and $43.5 billion in 2021. Both the Americans and the Chinese acknowledged that this would be based on commercial considerations. In other words, just like back in the pre-2018 days, these commodities would have to be competitively priced. It is a good thing, which will probably help thaw the chill in U.S.-Chinese trade. Those commercial considerations will probably mean Chinese buying of Brazilian soybeans coming off now at harvest. However, it likely also means going back to a state of normalcy for agricultural trade with the U.S. Chinese buying of U.S. soybeans will eventually come back. This is the path ahead, but it is no panacea. Brazil was given a gift in 2018 and they took full advantage. It will take time to get American soybean exports back in a big way to China. For corn, U.S. corn is so cheap in some areas that it is showing up in Quebec to satisfy poultry farmers who need the quality. It begs the question, how cheap can corn get in the U.S. in this coming year? Keep in mind the ending stocks are less this year than last year. The U.S. needs a big corn crop to satisfy demand. There are always production worries getting there, and this will present selling opportunities. At the present time, Brazil has no corn to sell, as the second crop is just getting into the ground. Good weather will be needed there to get that crop to the finish line. Corn exports from the U.S. should improve on this reality. China is buying corn, but they recently purchased from Ukraine. It is what it is. However, it's likely American corn gets into China this year. The March 2020 May 2020 corn futures spread is currently -4.25 cents, which is considered sideways. Seasonally, corn prices tend to trade higher through June, and the March 2020 corn contract is currently in the 42nd percentile over the past five-year price range. Now for soybeans, the Phase 1 portion of the China-U.S. trade agreement came into effect on January 15th. Of course, there is lots of derision among analysts of what this means. However, it's likely to mean future Chinese soybean purchases when the price is right will take it versus what was imposed in July 2018 when Chinese tariffs on U.S. soybean exports were first imposed. The recent drop in soybean prices has many villains, with the coronavirus being one of them. However, keep in mind the Brazilian currency has lost 8% against the U.S. dollars since the 1st of January, and this has translated into higher domestic Brazilian soybean prices. Brazilian farmers have been aggressive sellers. The March 2020 May 2020 soybean future spread is currently -9.5 cents U.S., which is considered bearish. Seasonally, soybean prices tend to trend up from here into July, and the March 2020 soybean contract is currently priced in the 25th percentile of the past five-year price distribution range. Now for wheat prices actually peaked over the last month, but have been heading downward in the week preceding February 14th. Spec funds have gone long to a point where 75% were net long. Now this became somewhat cumbersome, and as usual in those situations, they broke back going into February 14th. Just like most any other time, there is wheat everywhere waiting in various forms to satisfy demand. Seasonality is not a strong point in soft red wheat, mostly grown in Ontario. However, prices top out generally between October and March. It's always a bit of an issue contracting wheat when it's under ice and snow in Ontario. However, the fundamentals are not as bearish for soft red wheat versus the other wheat classes. Ontario farmers are surely hoping for a good wheat harvest after the short harvest of 2019. So here we are, poised to plant another crop. So are our American friends. Preliminary numbers for 2020 acreage are fluid, with USDA set to release some numbers into the week of February 20th. However, 2020 corn acreage pegged at 94.5 million acres and soybeans at 84 million acres have been bandied about. This represents a 5% increase for corn and 10% increase for soybeans. Add Mother Nature playing nice and you've got huge crops next fall. Of course, it's all a theory now, as there is much production risk ahead. The weather is still important. This is a default and should be emphasized despite the obvious. USDA is predicting an even bigger soybean harvest in Brazil. However, South American weather will be key not only for the rest of soybean harvest, but also the winter safrinha corn crop just being planted. Gathering weather information from multiple sources will help with market intelligence. Canadian dollar continues its dance with 75 cents U.S., and this has helped basis levels, especially in wheat and soybeans. The Bank of Canada sustained its interest rates over the last several months, but a rate cut is negative for the loonie. Of course, nobody knows, but we cannot ignore the foreign exchange influence on our domestic grain basis levels. It's a two-pronged consideration always, and a marketing management challenge. Standing pricing orders can surely help garner those flat pricing opportunities. 2020 has been noisy on the geopolitical front, to say nothing about the coronavirus, which came out of nowhere. These variables will surely continue to boil as Ontario farmers plan for spring. It's all part of our greater risk management plans. The road ahead will likely be more of the same. However, there will be more seasonal pricing opportunities, and daily market intelligence will remain key. This has been the Grain Farmers of Ontario Market Trends Commentary for February and March of 2020. I'm Philip Shaw.